This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Joe Biden's election has environmentalists hopeful. That's because the Trump administration has spent the last 4 years rolling back environmental protections President Donald Trump says hurt businesses and the economy. More than 100 rules governing clean water, clean air, chemical contamination, and greenhouse gas emissions were reversed. State Impact Pennsylvania Susan Phillips reports it could take years for a Biden administration to restore those rules.
While issues like the coronavirus, racial justice, and health care may have dominated voters' decisions, when prompted, a lot of people who voted for Biden, people like Janice Pfeiffer, Tricia Bruning, and William Foy, had a lot to say about the environment.
Climate change, environmental issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Very much concerned about that because the environment is getting worse. The climate is getting even worse.
I grew up in a rural community where water was clean and the air was clean. I want that 100, 200, 500 years from now. I want that for Philadelphians. I want that for people all over the world.
Joe Biden has promised to listen to scientists and rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. That's welcomed by Teresa Ribera, Spain's environment minister. She says having the U.S. back in the agreement could jumpstart global action on cutting carbon emissions. And it could reconstruct alliances between the traditional big powers like the European Union and emerging powers like India, China, and Brazil.
I think that this is very good news. This could facilitate and accelerate climate action in a very fair way.
A large amount of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. come from cars and trucks. And a new administration could impact the kind of cars we drive in the future. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware all follow cleaner tailpipe emission standards than those set by the federal government. But Trump revoked those tougher limits last year. Maya Van Rossum with the Delaware Riverkeeper Network says she feels a sense of relief that Trump will no longer be president. But she says Biden won't be able to set things right on day one.
Now, there's a lot that a Biden administration is going to have to do to bring us back up to where we were before Donald Trump became the president.
Van Rossum says it will be difficult for Biden to implement new protections if Republicans are still in control of the Senate. And given that so much of Trump's environmental rollback agenda is tied up in the courts, his judicial appointees could create roadblocks long into the future.
So much of environmental protection depends on the ability of people to go into court and get a fair hearing about the facts and the science and the impacts and the laws. Because all too often, even when we have a good administration in office, government agencies get it wrong.
President Trump will still be in office for the next 3 months, and many worry he will implement further rollbacks through executive orders. David Mazur is director of Penn Environment.
You can't just wave a magic wand and make it go away once you've opened the Pandora's box.
Mazur says Biden can have an influence on enforcement since he's expected to appoint qualified scientists to run agencies like the EPA. Biden's $2 trillion climate plan calls for net zero carbon emissions by 2050. That could mean drastic changes to power plants and ramping up renewables. John Byrne directs the Center for Energy and the Environment at the University of Delaware.
I'm hopeful. I believe that the climate plan that his campaign issued is the kind of multidimensional approach we need. We need to do a lot in renewables. We need to do a lot in energy conservation and energy efficiency, especially when it pays for itself.
Penn State geoscience professor Terry Engelder says a Biden presidency is likely to have little impact on the oil and gas industry, even if he makes good on his promise to ban new fracking on federal land.
Most of what is federal and potential for oil and gas development has already been leased. I mean, there's not a lot left out there that the industry will be able to find. So I think that even a Biden presidency doesn't really affect the industry all that much directly.
Engelder says there could be more regulations under Biden.
To the extent that those affect industry, then there will be the trickle down.
Engelder says despite Biden's ambitious climate goals, demand for Pennsylvania's shale gas won't go away soon, especially since so much electricity is now generated by natural gas power plants. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.